Welcome back to the deep dive. And if you're sitting there right now looking at your feed, just wondering how to navigate the absolute avalanche of new technology dropping every single day.
It is an avalanche, yeah.
It really is. But you are in the exact right place. We consider you, the listener, to be the learner. And our mission today is massive, but highly targeted specifically for you. We are bypassing the hype cycles. We're cutting straight through the information overload to uncover the definitive blueprint of AI skills you actually need to master to stay competitive by the year 2026.
Which is a critical timeline,
yeah.
Really, because the stack of materials we're working through today is incredibly comprehensive.
Oh, absolutely. Looking at the desk right now, we've got quite the collection.
Yeah, a lot of paper today.
Right. We're pulling insights from this highly detailed infographic by Andrew Bolus, which isolates 12 specific AI skills for 2026. And alongside that, we have this really hard-hitting presentation from product leader Greg Coquillo.
That one is, it's heavy.
It is. And to round it all out, we are looking at several multilingual strategic blueprints,
right,
including some really fascinating frameworks out of France and Vietnam.
And they all align perfectly, which is the crazy part. They divide these essential skills into two main pillars. You have your core foundational interactions and then the advanced creation application.
Exactly. But the overarching theme across every single one of these sources, the real hook here, is a wake-up call. Casual AI usage is just dead.
It's completely over. Treating these models like a, you know, a novelty search engine or a parlor trick, that's a relic of the past.
Yeah.
The consensus across all these global frameworks is stark. By 2026, you either know how to build autonomous systems and deploy digital employees, or you get completely left behind in the professional world.
Okay, let's unpack this. We have to start at the very base of the pyramid, the new foundation.
Right. Pillar one.
Yes, pillar one, which centers heavily on advanced prompt engineering. Now, for anyone listening who already follows this space, we know this isn't just about typing a quick question into a chat box.
Not at all.
We've all had that moment where we ask a model to write an email and it spits out something that sounds like a 19th century butler.
I hope this email finds you well.
Exactly. It's terrible.
Yeah, advanced prompt engineering is how you stop your digital tools from sounding like robots in top hats. It's the ability to write clear, structured, task-specific instructions with really deliberate constraints.
Right.
You're providing a strict framework for the model to execute within. If you want a highly precise, reliable output, you have to engineer the input to account for edge cases, tone, formatting, all of it.
And we're talking about doing this with the heavy hitters, right?
Mm.
The frameworks highlight the advanced models you really need to master.
Yep.
So we're looking at ChatGPT, Claude, Gemini, Grok.
Llama and DeepSeek are on there too.
Right, Llama and DeepSeek. But what really caught my eye isn't the list of models itself, but how we're actually supposed to think about them.
What's fascinating here is how Greg Coquillo conceptualizes these exact tools in his presentation.
Yeah.
He doesn't call them applications. He doesn't call them websites or chatbots. He explicitly refers to these advanced LLMs as your new operating system for thinking.
Wow.
He actually uses the term thinking models.
An operating system for thinking, that is a massive reframing for you, the learner. But what does that actually look like in practice?
Well,
like, is it just a metaphor or does it change how we physically do the work?
It fundamentally changes the architecture of your workflow. When you master these specific thinking models, Coquillo notes that research, writing, complex data analysis, strategic planning, even coding, it all becomes 10 times faster.
Right, right.
You aren't just offloading a single task. You are upgrading the very machinery your brain uses to process information.
So you're using it before you even start.
Exactly. You use the model to structure your logic, poke holes in your arguments, and synthesize raw data before you even begin to do the actual quote-unquote work.
So mastering this foundational interaction is the absolute prerequisite. You can't build the advanced automated workflows we're about to discuss if you can't fluently communicate with the underlying operating system.
You just can't.
Which brings us to a massive pivot. The frameworks make it crystal clear that by 2026, waiting around for an AI to generate a single paragraph of text so you can copy and paste it somewhere else.
Oh, that's completely outdated.
We are officially in the era of workflow automation.
And this is where the architecture changes for everyone. The blueprints specifically point to no-code integration tools that act as the connective tissue between all your disparate apps.
The sources highlight platforms like Zapier, Make.com, N8N, and Pipedream.
Right.
The French blueprint actually calls this out explicitly as automatization de workflows. But we aren't just talking about simple triggers here, right? We've moved way beyond, you know, if I get an email, send me a Slack message.
Oh, yeah, way beyond. We're talking about a digital nervous system where an API call is the synapse firing.
I love that visual.
That's the exact way to look at it. The real impact, according to the Kukio presentation, is the ability to automate entire life cycles.
Sales pipelines,
employee onboarding, lead generation, customer support, and content creation from end to end.
End to end. So imagine a scenario where a really complex customer complaint comes in.
Okay.
The workflow catches it. The AI analyzes the sentiment and the specific issue, queries your database for the customer's history, drafts a customized resolution, issues a refund in your payment gateway,
mm-hmm.
logs the interaction in your CRM, and only alerts a human manager if the confidence score on the resolution is below a certain threshold.
All without a single line of code being written.
That level of automation is incredible. But it brings up a heavy-hitting quote from Greg Kokiev's presentation that we really need to look at impartially here.
Yeah, the people versus systems quote.
Right. He explicitly states, businesses don't want more people, they want more automated systems.
It's a heavy statement.
It is. So let's unpack the gravity of that for a second.
Yeah.
If businesses just want automated systems, aren't they going to inevitably automate away the very people trying to learn these 2026 skills?
Right.
How do you, the learner listening right now, avoid becoming obsolete in that environment?
It is the most critical question of this entire transition. And looking at the frameworks objectively, it suggests a fundamental shift in how organizations plan to scale.
Okay.
They are not looking to expand headcount to handle repetitive operational or manual tasks.
No.
But they absolutely need professionals who possess the architectural vision to design, deploy, and manage those automated systems.
So your value shifts.
Completely. Your value in 2026 isn't tied to how many manual tickets you can close in a day. It's tied to how many flawless automated workflows you can successfully manage.
Yeah.
You have to become the person building the machine, not a cog sitting inside of it.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Because a workflow, even a highly complex one in Make.com, is ultimately just a set of instructions.
It's rigid.
Very rigid. If a step fails, the whole thing breaks.
Yep.
But the blueprints outline a massive evolution beyond standard automation. We are moving into the realm of AI agents and orchestration tools.
Things like CrewAI, LangGraph, AutoGen, and Lamy Index.
Yes.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, these multi-agent systems represent a totally new paradigm. They are designed to complete ambiguous tasks that require active reasoning, coordination, and memory.
Right.
Kokio slides actually state that these AI systems will essentially think, plan, decide, and act like digital employees.
Walk us through what that actually looks like. How is an agent different from a traditional workflow?
Well, let's say you give an agent a highly complex open-ended goal, like analyze our top three competitors' recent product launches and draft a counter strategy.
Okay.
A standard workflow can't do that because it doesn't know the exact steps. But an autonomous agent will receive that prompt, break it down into subtasks, and create its own plan.
It plans the work itself.
Exactly. It might spin up one sub-agent acting as a web researcher to scrape the data.
Wow.
That researcher passes its findings to a second agent acting as a data analyst to find the weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
The analyst passes it to a third agent acting as a strategic writer. And the most crucial part, if the researcher agent hits a firewall or fails to find the data, it doesn't just crash.
Like a workflow would.
Right. It self-corrects.
Yeah.
It actively realizes the approach failed, adjusts its plan, and tries a different search method, all with minimal human oversight.
It is a literal simulated digital workforce. You are managing a team of specialized AI brains.
Yeah.
But if you're building this workforce, we immediately run into a massive structural roadblock.
The memory issue.
So you've built this autonomous agent. It's working around the clock, analyzing data, drafting responses. But there's a fatal flaw. It has amnesia.
Right.
Out of the box, an advanced LLM has read the entire public internet, but it hasn't read your company's proprietary code base.
Exactly.
It doesn't know your internal HR policies, and it certainly doesn't know your private financial data.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we fix that memory problem?
That memory problem is precisely why one of the most vital technical skills in the entire 2026 blueprint is REG.
Retrieval-augmented generation.
Yes, combined with data intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
The Vietnamese framework specifically zeroes in on this, referring to it as Tri Tut Du Leo and RAG.
Nice.
This is the architecture of connecting an AI model to your own private, secure data so that it generates accurate, source-backed answers instead of generalized guesses.
And the sources even mention leveraging powerful open-weight models like Mistral, specifically for this kind of localized internal data processing.
They do.
But mechanically, how does an AI actually hold, understand, and search through thousands of internal PDFs, Slack messages, and technical docs?
That is where vector databases come into play.
Hmm.
Coquillo's presentation refers to these as memory for AI.
Okay.
And this requires a bit of a mental shift. We're used to traditional databases that store information in rigid rows and columns like a giant spreadsheet.
Right, where you search a word and it finds the word.
Exactly. You search for a specific keyword and it gives you the row with that keyword.
Mm.
A vector database is entirely different. It stores information conceptually as mathematical vectors in a multidimensional space.
So it understands the underlying meaning, not just the text itself.
Exactly. If your digital employee is searching your vector database for, say, how to let someone go, it will instantly retrieve the official HR document titled Employee Termination Protocol, even though the exact keywords don't match at all. It understands the conceptual relationship between the pieces of data.
That's incredible. And the specific infrastructure tools the blueprints say you need to know for this are Pinecone, Weaviate, ChromaDB, and Milvus.
Yes.
And without this, the whole digital workforce concept just falls apart.
It completely falls apart. Every serious AI application going forward needs this kind of memory. This is how you stop the AI from hallucinating.
Right.
You're mathematically forcing the agent to retrieve facts from your vector database first,
mm-hmm.
and then generate its answer based strictly on those facts.
Which allows you to build internal search engines that can instantly retrieve highly specific technical documents or customer-facing chatbots that actually know a user's account history.
Exactly.
Which ties perfectly into another vital skill from the blueprints, knowledge management and document intelligence.
A huge area.
Right. Tools like Notion AI, Airtable AI, Sakota, Glean, and Elastic AI, these aren't just note-taking apps anymore. They are active intelligence hubs.
They really are.
They auto-generate documentation, summarize marathon meetings instantly, and surface data you didn't even know you were looking for.
The broader takeaway here is that 2026 will be heavily defined by information control.
Information control.
Coquillo states that businesses that manage knowledge well will simply outpace their competitors. If your digital employees have instant, conceptually accurate access to your organization's entire historical knowledge base, your speed of execution becomes unmatched in the market.
It's all about building that custom proprietary brain. So we've established the foundational interactions, we've built the automated workflows, we've deployed the autonomous multi-agent systems, and we've given them a flawless memory via RG and vector databases.
We've covered a lot of ground.
We have. Now we pivot to the second major pillar outlined in the Gemini-generated blueprints. Advanced applications.
This is the creation side of the house.
And the most immediate, highly visible shift highlighted in this pillar is the explosion of multimodal content creation.
All right.
Specifically, the framework's focus on visual and video mediums. Multimodal AI is incredible because it breaks down the silos. You have a single chat interface that can seamlessly ingest, understand, and generate text, images, code, and audio all at the same time.
Well, once.
But the sources drill down incredibly hard on AI, video content generation, and voice avatars.
And the tools mentioned here represent the absolute cutting edge of the current frontier.
Right.
For video generation, the frameworks list Runway, VEED, Opus, OpenAI Sora, and Pika. For hyper-realistic voiceovers and talking avatars, they point to Vapi, 11labs, Hagen, and Synthesia.
But the blueprints aren't highlighting these tools just because they look cool. They're framing this as an absolute necessity.
It's not a novelty to make an avatar talk anymore.
No, it represents a profound structural change in corporate communication.
Yes.
The core insight from the materials is that high-quality video is rapidly becoming the default communication format for everything. Internal training, external marketing, product onboarding.
And the revolutionary aspect is that AI allows you to produce this content at scale instantly.
Yes.
You don't need to rent a studio. You don't need lighting rigs, camera operators, or days of manual post-production editing.
The French blueprint describes this explicitly as génération de contenu multimédia, emphasizing that fully realized video is produced by AI without any actual physical shooting.
Not at all.
You can feed a text script into Heijin, and in 5 minutes, you have a 4K training video featuring a photorealistic avatar speaking flawless Mandarin, French, or English, complete with hand gestures and micro-expressions.
It's wild. And this prompt-driven approach extends deeply into graphic design as well.
Right.
The sources point to visual experience builders like Canva AI, Adobe Firefly, Midjourney, and Figma AI, creating brand kits, rapid prototyping landing pages, generating ad creatives, building complex infographics. It's now a prompt-driven exercise.
It condenses what used to be a week-long design sprint into a few hours.
Easily.
But the advanced applications pillar doesn't stop at creatives and marketers. It goes deep into the realm of software development.
This is huge.
And this is an area where the professional role is completely redefined for you, the learner.
The frameworks focus heavily on AI-assisted development. The technical stack you are expected to master includes GitHub Copilot, Cursor, Replit AI, Codeium, and Windsurf.
Mm.
Furthermore, for building lightweight applications or minimum viable products, the sources highlight SaaS no-code builders like Bubble and Lovable.
We're talking about a reality where the time from an idea to a deployed functional app is completely collapsed.
Completely collapsed.
You get faster builds, significantly fewer bugs, and better overall architecture. But the real insight here is how the human developer's job changes.
There is a critical takeaway from the Kokio presentation that anyone working in tech needs to internalize.
Yeah.
It states developers who use AI become solution architects, not just code writers.
That distinction is everything. You aren't just memorizing syntax anymore. You aren't spending 3 hours digging through Stack Overflow to hunt down a missing semicolon or a broken dependency.
Right.
You are using AI to instantly generate boilerplate code, scaffold complex prototypes, and automate the debugging process.
You are the architect designing the skyscraper, and you are letting the AI lay the individual bricks.
It elevates the value of high-level systems thinking. It democratizes the actual creation of software, meaning that if you deeply understand the business problem you're trying to solve, you can build the technical solution for it.
Even if you aren't a traditional computer science graduate.
Exactly. So what does this all mean? We have all these incredible hyper-advanced systems. We've got thinking models, autonomous agents talking to each other, vector databases storing conceptual memory, video generators producing training modules, and AI coding assistants writing software.
It's a massive ecosystem.
It is. But here is the massive blind spot. If we are deploying all this autonomous technology to run our businesses, how do we actually know it's working properly?
Right, the governance.
How do we ensure these agents aren't just confidently making massive mistakes?
That brings us to the meta skills. These are the final crucial layers of the 2026 blueprint.
Okay.
And the absolute most important of these is LLMO, which stands for Large Language Model Operations. When you deploy these autonomous systems into production, managing and evaluating their performance is mandatory.
The infographic by Andrew Bolus lists the specific platforms required for this: Prompt Layer, Helicone, TrueLens, and Phoenix.
Yes.
But let's ground this. What exactly are we tracking when we use these LLMOps platforms?
You are tracking three massive pillars of operational health: accuracy, latency, and cost.
Okay.
First, accuracy. When you have digital employees running autonomous tasks, you must actively evaluate if they are hallucinating. Tools like TrueLens will actually measure the relevance of the context your agent retrieved from the database and the groundedness of the final answer it provided.
That makes sense.
Second, latency. Is the agent taking 5 seconds or 5 minutes to respond to a customer?
And the third pillar, cost. That might be the most dangerous one if left unchecked.
Oh, without a doubt.
Because every single time an AI model runs a prompt, retrieves data, or generates an answer, it costs compute credits.
Real money.
Real money. If you build an autonomous agent and it encounters an error and it gets stuck in an infinite self-correcting loop over the weekend,
yeah, you're in trouble.
It could burn through thousands of dollars in API costs before you even log in on Monday morning.
Easily.
Evaluating the ROI and continuously monitoring the reliability of deployed AI systems is a massive, non-negotiable 2026 skill.
Exactly. And alongside tracking the performance of the AI itself, the blueprints dictate that you also need to track your broader business metrics using AI data tools.
The sources outline analytics and insights engines like ClickUp AI, Tableau AI, Power BI AI, Amplitude AI, and Akio.
These platforms are wild because they allow for real-time dashboards and predictive analytics without needing an analyst to write complex SQL queries or Python scripts.
Right.
Kokio's presentation points out that every single modern business needs someone who can help them make data-backed decisions dynamically using these exact AI tools.
And it completely transforms how we conduct research, too. The blueprint mentions platforms like Perplexity, LexisNexis AI, and Adobe Ask.
Mm-hmm.
These tools automate the creation of insight reports, deep market research, and competitor analysis. Search is no longer about finding 10 blue links and reading through them. It is a conversational process where the AI ingests 50 documents and synthesizes a boardroom-ready report for you in seconds.
The pace of this technology is staggering.
Which naturally leads to the final skill listed in Andrew Bolus's infographic, staying updated.
Essential.
To maintain this multi-pillar blueprint, you have to cultivate a curated information diet. You need to be following top tech sites like TechCrunch, The Verge, VentureBeat, and MIT Tech Review.
Right.
You have to stay on top of the news, product updates, and breakthroughs simply because the specific tools we use to execute these skills today will inevitably evolve by next month.
It is a continuous, relentless cycle of learning. The architecture remains the same, but the instruments will change.
Okay, let's do a rapid-fire recap of the definitive 2026 blueprint we've just extracted from these sources. For you listening, the learner, the landscape has fundamentally shifted.
It really has.
We are permanently moving away from single-prompt basic chat interactions. The future requires you to master advanced prompt engineering so you can truly treat these advanced LLMs as your operating system for thinking.
And from there, you must move into building automated workflows and orchestrating self-correcting multi-agent systems that act as autonomous digital employees.
You have to solve the memory problem. You give those digital employees a proprietary brain by managing your internal knowledge with vector databases and retrieval augmented generation, or RAG.
And finally, you must leverage AI to accelerate creation, whether that means generating high-quality video content at scale without a studio, or acting as a solution architect who uses AI to rapidly prototype complex code.
All while tightly managing the cost, latency, and accuracy of these systems through rigorous LLM ops.
This raises an important question for you to consider. In a world completely saturated by information overload, everyone will eventually have access to these exact tools. But your ability to critically apply this multi-pillar blueprint to actually synthesize these separate technologies into working, secure, and cost-effective systems is going to be your ultimate competitive advantage in the professional market.
It really is about making the leap from being a passive consumer of AI to an active strategic orchestrator. We want to thank you for joining us on this deep dive today. We hope this blueprint gives you a clear, actionable path forward through the noise of the hype cycle.
It's been great.
But before we sign off, we want to leave you with one final thought to mull over on your own. If the AI systems of 2026 will be fully capable of autonomously thinking, planning, coding, designing, and self-correcting, exactly like a team of brilliant digital employees, will the single most valuable human skill left simply be the imagination to know what impossible tasks to assign them in the first place? Until next time.